Yeah.
Okay, so we will call the meeting to order. Can we have a roll call, Dan, please?
Yes, Director Cody?
I'm present.
Director Gibson?
Here.
Director Zimmer?
Here.
Chairperson Ohilski?
Here.
All present.
Okay, so item number three, board member comments. You can make brief comments, project status updates, or whatever you'd like to do. Regarding non-agenda items. Anybody like to say anything?
No comments or voting statement.
I'm good.
I'm good too. Charlie, you got anything?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, so we'll move on to action item number four. 4A is the implementation plan study session, which is the purpose of today's meeting. So the recommendation is to receive an update on the implementation plan strategic initiatives and the scoring criteria and provide direction to staff. So Daniel, I'll turn that over to you now.
Thank you, Chair Ohilski. Dan Heimel, Executive Director. Yeah, I'll just give a brief background on where we've been with the implementation plan for those that may have not participated in previous meetings, and then talk about where we are and then options for moving forward with the implementation plan. So background, during the preparation of the calendar year 2020 BMC budget, it was identified that the BMC could benefit with an updated evaluation of the water resource initiatives potentially available to it. And to assist with that, the concept of an implementation plan was developed. And so the implementation plan is intended to help the BMC build consensus on how to focus its effort and fund future water resource initiatives, provide a structure for developing future BMC budgets, and aid in further implementation of the basin plan. At the June BMC meeting, the BMC authorized the executive director to start the very initial phases of the implementation plan, which included summarizing roles and responsibilities and developing a preliminary list of strategic initiatives and scoring criteria. At our August meeting, the BMC director, executive director, and staff brought back a refined initial list of strategic initiatives and scoring criteria and outlined a path forward for completing the implementation plan. Based on input provided by the BMC at that meeting, we've streamlined the implementation plan approach, and the BMC authorized the BMC party staff to work with the executive director to refine the list of initiatives, develop brief summary descriptions, and develop the scoring criteria framework, and to come back in September for a special study session around the implementation plan. So here we are today. And so what I'd like to present, and you'll have to bear with me as I am in charge of the PowerPoint today and running behind here. So we're in item 4A. I'd like to present an update on the current status and the requested items that the BMC identified at our last meeting. Review and get input from the BMC on the list of initiatives, the structure of those initiatives, and as well as the scoring criteria, and then talk about next steps for the implementation plan. So we've gone through where we've been and sort of where we are now. So one of the key points of direction from the last meeting was to refine the list of strategic initiatives. And so working with BMC party staff, we looked to refine the list of initiatives in the following ways. One, we removed any completed initiatives. So for example, the Wellhead Protection Program doesn't have any further actions identified, and so it was deemed complete and therefore not included in the list of initiatives for evaluation under the implementation plan. We also looked to consolidate similar initiatives. There were a number of related initiatives that We were able to consolidate just to limit the number of overall initiatives. And then finally, as a going through the exercise and looking at the scoring criteria, it was determined that it likely would be beneficial to separate the strategic initiatives into two categories. And those categories being planning initiatives, which are studies, monitoring improvements, you know, more desktop type exercises, and then implementation initiatives, which are actual water resource infrastructure projects, you know, large capital programs, and also potentially, you know, enhanced conservation programs. So implementation type activities. And this was done so that we could have more of an equitable comparison, or, you know, an apples to apples evaluation of the different initiatives. It was determined that it would be challenging to compare one initiative, which is a study to improve our understanding of the basin, to another initiative, which is a potentially a multi-million dollar capital improvement program to improve water supply resiliency through additional development of additional sustainable yield or reduced demand. And so what I'm showing here on the screen now is the list of planning initiatives, and as well as a brief description developed for each of those initiatives to help help ensure a common understanding of what that, or at least help provide a common understanding of what that initiative would entail. And I don't know that I necessarily need to go through the whole list here, but I guess this would be a good chance to ask the BMC, you know, do you want to go through the whole list, or have me sort of go through my sort of presentation of where we're at and then take BMC director comments?
I think it'd be better, and I'll defer to obviously the members of the committee, but I think it would be better if we just did the overview, but if somebody had specific questions about a specific item, to deal with it that way. Otherwise, I think we'd be, you know, just getting into too much detail. So what do the other three of you think?
I agree with you.
I agree also. S&T agrees.
Okay. All right. Well, Dan, we'll go forward with your approach.
Great. So this is our list of planning strategic initiatives. And then associated with that is the scoring criteria framework. And these are quick, so I can just identify some of the scoring criteria that was proposed for evaluating, again, specifically the planning initiatives. And that criteria is cost, jurisdictional alignment, resiliency improvement, water quality improvement, enhanced management, grant funding opportunities, foundation document requirement, timeline to implement, and feasibility and complexity. So that's one category. Then the other category of strategic initiatives is the implementation initiatives. And so what I'm showing on the screen now is the initiatives from our larger list that were identified as falling into this category of implementation and or, you know, sort of capital improvement, or I guess sort of the outlier is enhanced conservation is the other one that falls into this category. And they're really initiatives that look to improve water supply resiliency within the basin, either, you know, through new supplies or increased sustainable yield, or through improving resiliency by reducing demand. And so again, we have the list of planning strategic initiatives, and then we have a separate set of scoring criteria for those initiatives. And so the criteria that were proposed for this category was improved resilience, beneficiaries, capital costs, O&M costs, grant funding opportunities, timeline to implement, and feasibility/complexity. And so I think this would be a good place to pause, well, and just check to see if there are any questions on the initiatives or the scoring criteria for either of the categories.
If I might, Marshall, Bruce, I think it looks good. I think the list of potential projects, planning projects, or infrastructure projects, all good things. Certainly more than we could do in the next 2 weeks. So I think it has a great selection of things that are important. One question about the scoring rubric here is whether each of these categories, you know, should be considered equally. And I'm just looking at, let me just take in the planning scoring. You know, is jurisdictional alignment as important as resiliency improvement? While both of them have, you know, one to five, what we want to emphasize is how impactful are these each of these activities to the sustainable yield of the basin, and how complicated they are, and how much do they cost? You know, those are the three big ones that to me are of interest, and whether there's grants, you know, able to support them, shouldn't be as important as whether there's actually an impact of the basin, for instance. I can't get it all on one page to look at that, but that's my only thought. And whether, you know, before scoring, staff might want to think about some of those that maybe are 1 to 3 points or something like that, so that and others are 1 to 7 points, just so that they have a different relative weight in the consideration. But other than that, I think the framework is good here, and I think the different things to consider are good.
Yeah, and so Bruce, I know what you're saying is just looking at different impacts of the various items. So I think right. That's something that could be addressed. I mean, because like you said, some things are critical and some things aren't. So
yeah, and I mean, we could go ahead and we could run through scoring one way and see what the list looks like. And you know, we can always adjust the scoring criteria a little bit if we get results that seem illogical or inconsistent.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is keep with the scoring system, but then after we get the results in, we could go through a prioritization, for lack of a better term, of what things
are. Or just see if it makes sense, was my idea.
Right, exactly. No, I agree, because like you said, grant funding isn't equal to not having water, you know.
Right. You can have all the grants in the world.
I'm sorry, I was doing a black and white example, but that, you know, I totally get it.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, this is Mark. You know, I saw that the feasibility and complexity kind of gave us that variability, you know, the subjective to some degree too. You know, it includes some of the things that Bruce was mentioning, you know, and maybe able to balance out the relevance of some of the, we mentioned the grant funding and things like that. So I saw that as our equalizer category, just to comment on that part. So I would support keeping the criteria the way it is today, you know, the way that it's proposed to us today. And then we can always take a look at that, and if it doesn't seem balanced or seems to have a problem with it, we can adjust it as needed.
Yeah, this is Charlie from S&T. I have done this type of things in many, many different situations over the past 30 years. And it's very interesting to during the implementation, because people will have projects that they like that don't score well. And I think that it's okay. What we'll have to do, we'll end up with a scoring. But I think that the BMC committee will still be able to choose perhaps to implement a project in advance of its priority just from this scoring by a vote. So I don't think that this is scary. And I understand what Bruce is talking about weighting some things. That's another way to do it, is just decide to add some weighting in, and that's fine. I think we should get moving on this, and I'm anxious to see how some of this pans out.
Yeah, and what you just said, Charlie, is true. I mean, we're not going to be bound by this, so we can always do, change the priorities if something comes up that we feel like is more important, because it's not going to lock us in. So I think that gives us the flexibility you're talking about. And Bruce, yeah, you're talking about too.
Yeah, I mean, we can also look at individual categories, rank, how do projects rank up in terms of complexity? Just take those scores and look at how that affects a project's rank. That just gives us an idea, and we can, in fact, pick the right set of things. But again, I think the overall focus needs to be on its potential to affect a sustainable basin.
Yeah, I think we all agree on that. So.
Yeah. This is Mark, just to kind of go along with those lines. I don't want to imply that, even if a project comes up as number one based on this ranking criteria, that means that's going to be a project that we're all going to agree to participate in. There's different factors there. One of the things that I think is key is, we're still not addressing how we're going to fund these projects. I mean, there is a component to that, but I hope that this document guides us towards that understanding better, that we can use it as a tool to really dive into how are these projects going to be funded, because many of these projects just solely provide funding them through the purveyors and BMC. That's going to be difficult to say that we're going to do that right now. So I just don't want to imply that the outcome of this is going to be something that we're going to say that we agree at that number one project is going to be something that we move. It might be so complex or have other factors that may not just be able to complete it at this time.
Yeah. Well, right. I'm open to going ahead and applying this rubric as is, and just see what comes of it. It's an iterative process we're on. We're gonna look at some things, try some things separately. We do have to develop the funding mechanism. We know that. We have a general sense of how much, but we have a very specific sense of what we're trying to accomplish. So there's no perfection. There's no perfect path here. There's no cookbook on how to do this. But all the categories seem reasonable, and let's see what they produce.
Yeah, I think everybody's in agreement that we should move forward at this point. And then, once we get the results in, then we can address funding aspects of it, priority aspects, et cetera. So,
yeah.
And maybe the outcome of this, if we move forward as is, we come back and we further define them into different groups or tiers of,
right,
what we see as yep, relevant or something we could complete in the near future, yep, and something that is good that may not seem relevant today, but we want to leave it on the list because conditions or the environment may change in the future, so we don't want to eliminate it today. And so we have some kind of a additional ranking to narrow these down and kind of give us a scope to target and projects to focus in on.
Right. And then if we have that kind of list, and I'm just saying, if we have that long-term list, grant funding may become available for not one of our current priorities, but one of those items. So then we could apply for the grant funding for that item. So I think having that in our back pocket is a good idea.
Right. Yep. Sounds good.
All right. I don't think anybody else has any further comments. So, Dan, you want to move on?
Yes, Yeah, and great, all good comments. And if I click on the right screen here, yeah, I think really aligns with how we can approach this. Here's just a screenshot of the tool that I think we envision using. This is some example scoring for a couple of initiatives. I wouldn't, you know, read into the scoring. This is just something that me and a couple of staff are just put together just to see how the process could work. And I think as shown, you know, currently all the criteria have an equal weighting factor. But we can consider adjusting those weighting factors as we move forward. And I agree with what was stated that, you know, really a lot of the value is working through this process and the discussion between the agencies and ultimately at the end, there's flexibility for how the BMC wants to tackle the highest ranked initiatives. You know, likely it's not just gonna be a numeric exercise. We're gonna develop tiers of higher versus lower priority projects. I think the way it's currently structured, we would likely be putting forth both higher ranked, higher tier planning projects, as well as potentially higher tier, you know, implementation projects, and then sort of thinking about the next steps that allows us to move forward towards, you know, implementation of those projects. And then just one more comment back to the funding. You know, I think one of the values of going through this exercise is, as we hopefully we can use this methodology to align on, you know, what are the higher priority projects. I think that'll help inform sort of the funding mechanism. Some projects are going to likely lend themselves more to, you know, one agency taking a lead role versus others maybe more collaborative, or in some, you know, in hopefully in the case of a lot of the studies and implementation projects, you know, maybe BMC-led projects, in which case all the agencies are participating in funding. And it really, I think, just comes down to the types of projects that are identified and prioritized for moving forward.
Dan, this is Mark, if I could comment. And when you're going through the weighting factor, are you planning to have a staff meeting and get staff input on this, or is this gonna be your first cut? Next time we see this before the board, will it be your first cut, or were you gonna have staff input to help you know, rank each individual section of the weighting factors?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, my intention would be that the next draft of this that comes back to the BMC would be a staff collaborative scoring and ranking of the different initiatives. And so we can get to it here on the next slide, but I'm optimistic that we could do that before our October BMC meeting. One of the things, how we got to this point, is we did a trial run of this, and I think we were able to work through the process pretty effectively. We had representatives from each of the parties discussing and selecting the scoring each initiative relative to the criteria. And so, yeah, I'd like to come back with a sort of a draft scoring and ranking developed collaboratively by representatives from each of the BMC parties. So just to move forward, that scoring and ranking exercise is really the next step, you know, now that we've gotten input and on the initiatives and the scoring criteria. I guess I'd be looking for authorization to initiate that next step, the scoring and ranking, and collaborating with the BMC staff to move forward. As I think it's stated in the staff report, with respect to budget, we've modified the scope of work, the level of effort associated with this initiative significantly from what was originally proposed at the last meeting. And with the modified level of effort, this could be completed within the 20 hours previously authorized. The only exception to that would be if we could get Spencer Harris from Cleith Harris Geologists to participate. We don't currently have a funding source for his estimated $1,500 of level of effort to participate in the scoring and ranking. And just, you know, you all know, but Spencer is just such a critical resource for this basin based on his experience and knowledge through the development of the basin plan and the annual reports. But we also do have other categories of available funding, contingency, unspent funds that we likely will have because of our remote meetings. And then also there's adaptive management funding potentially available that was authorized as part of the BMC budget that could be authorized to allow Spencer's participation. So those are sort of the requests to move forward. If authorized, I put together the following schedule. So it starts back at our August meeting. We've completed the three requested items. We've presented them here in September. The next step over the next 3 weeks would be to work with BMC party staff to do that scoring and ranking, and then to bring that back to our regular scheduled October meeting. And at that point, you know, we can consider looking at the weighting factors. The other thing that I guess would mention is when you're looking at the scoring criteria, sometimes as you go through the exercise, you may want to adjust some of the thresholds for the different scores that get assigned just to better differentiate some opportunities from others. And so as described, it can be a little bit of an iterative process, but I think that there's a lot of value in doing it that way. But the intent then would be to come back in October with that preliminary scoring and ranking of both the planning and implementation initiatives, review and discuss that with the BMC, and then the hope that could be the consensus and the direction that allows us to start planning for the calendar year 2021 BMC budget and targeting potentially completion or inclusion in that budget of the key items that came out of the implementation plan exercise. So that's basically what I have for presentation. If desired, we can jump into the tool set and play around with weighting factors and scores just to show the BMC how this would work. But it seems like there's a pretty good understanding around that already. So I guess at this point, I'd look for direction from the BMC and how we want to approach the rest of the study session and then the implementation plan moving forward.
Okay. So who'd like to go first, Bruce?
Well, Mr. Chairman, you want to take public comment and then we deliberate?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I forgot about that. Let's go ahead and take public comment. So
if you would like to make a public comment and you're on your phone, please dial *9. If you're on your computer, please raise your hand. All right, Jeff, you're able to speak.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Basin Management Committee members. My name is Jeff Edwards. And unfortunately, it still appears that this exercise is becoming more complex, not less. And I count a total of 25 planning and capital project initiatives. And I think we need to thin the herd a little bit. My suggestion is that we take the 25 initiatives and put them into three categories. Tier one would be those projects and planning efforts that can be accomplished within a 3 to 7 year period. And then tier two would be longer term planning and capital projects, say 5 to 10 years. And then tier three would be for those projects that are off the table entirely for now. And I can give you some examples. It's my opinion, in terms of the planning initiatives, growth management should not be a topic of this committee. That's a county function. You're certainly willing to provide opinions, which you've done so in connection with the Planning Commission. But this is growth management, take that off the table. Likewise, you've got metering private wells. Given the limited number of private wells and properties, why would you waste time with that? So I'd get those off the table. Likewise, with capital projects, you've got brackish water desal, take it off. Private sector rainwater and graywater systems, that's not your purview. Urban stormwater capture, take it off the list. Warden Creek stormwater capture, take it off the list. Community nitrate removal facility, take it off the list. And the idea of sewer area expansion, that's not your purview, take it off the list. And in doing so, I think if you have tier one and tier two projects, you're doing exactly what this whole exercise is about, and that is prioritization of planning and capital projects. Simplification is the key. I've heard about this scoring system. I saw the scoring example, and you used one of the planning initiatives, which include the beneficial use of recycled water. Okay, you've got a number of possible locations: Broderson, the middle school, Bay Ridge, Sea Pines. Are you going to evaluate each one of those in terms of the criteria you have? The beneficial use of recycled water is simple. Put it at Broderson. Don't put it at Sea Pines. It's a no-brainer. We don't need an evaluation. Just do it. The middle school.
You've reached your 3 minutes.
Thank you. And I'll just conclude by saying, simplify this process. Create a tiered system that allows you to move forward on your highest priorities. Thank you.
And then there was one public comment that came in midway through your discussion during the presentation from Chris Gardner, saying you can give each category a weight, 5 categories, and weigh them 1 to 5. And with that, there's no other public comment.
Okay, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the committee. So Bruce, would you like to go first, or who would like to go first?
Sure. I'm happy. My thoughts are pretty simple. I'd like to direct staff to move this forward to the 4-party staff meeting that would get some ranking numbers in there. That'll sort the list. I fully endorse getting Spencer Harris involved in that. His input is key. And between the savings of sort of modifying the scope that we had envisioned for Dan, and having a couple of other places where we could grab some funds. If I remember correctly, $1,500 was the target zone to have him do that. I think that's money well spent. Let's move forward, and I look forward to seeing what shows up on the 21st of October.
Okay. Charlie or Mark, who wants to go next?
I can go. I just have a quick comment. I'm really looking forward to this. I also, S&T also endorses, agrees that we need Spencer Harris involved, and that amount of money is a bargain for Spencer's time, and the improved cost of this project is great. I see the timeline going out to the end of November, and I just want to say that S&T will be bringing a proposal for the 2021 budget to the S&T board at our October meeting. As you know, per our bylaws, that's the way we do this, and we could revise that perhaps in November. But if we could move this time frame up, I see there's slack in this project schedule and the Gantt chart. If we could move this and collapse this slightly, I guess the slack is because of the periodicity of the BMC meetings. I can see that. Anyway, I'm not the only one that has to work with a board to form a budget for 2021 before the end of the calendar year. So I'd like everybody to think about that and perhaps add their comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie. Mark?
Yeah, I would support using Spencer Harris also, just to clarify that point. Regarding the timing and budget, I don't want to hurry this through, but I understand S&T's concern about their budget. For us, we've completed our 2021 budget. So, you know, if there's any big projects, they're going to be deferred out further than 2021, unless there's some urgent need to push that through, that we'll have to do some unbudgeted justifications. But otherwise, you know, I think we've kind of missed that mark for the 2021 budget, just including it in a normal process. So I was just regarding the schedule, are we planning to have the way it's intended right now with Dan's schedule, that we would have a November meeting? Or I know we're on schedule for an October meeting, but are we going to have a November meeting, or are we going to push that out to December and go bi-monthly, was my question.
Well, yeah, and that's something that I wanted to bring up after we got comments. I think that, let me, if I could just comment for the CSD for a minute. I think we support the Spencer Harris thing, so I think all four of us agree to that. And we're not on a calendar year budget, we're on a fiscal year budget. So our budget runs, you know, from July 1 to June. So we're already committed for till the middle of 2021. So yeah, normally we would not have a, you know, meeting every month. So normally, I mean, we wouldn't have the December meeting. We would normally not have the October meeting and have the November meeting. So I think that if we were just had a single item on the meeting for November and then we canceled the December meeting, I think that would probably work best at this point. But what do you guys think about that?
From a BMC standpoint?
Well, we'd have our normal meeting in October, and then we could have just, like I said, a brief special meeting in November to finalize this.
Sure.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to finalize at least the results of it in October. Was there a thought? Because I thought what I saw heading into November was more the budget preparation based on what we saw in the October meeting. And
we could kick the budget out to January. I mean, if that's what you were suggesting, Mark, I'm fine with that too. So,
I mean, we've got a path laid out here. We'll take it one step at a time. Let's see what shows up in October. We're going to see what that ranking looks like. Talk, I mean, that could be a substantive discussion, right, of, you know, what we want to advance into the next budget, and then see what we have to do in terms of meeting at the end of the year to make it so.
That's fine with me. So what do you guys, I know Mark and Charlie.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Yeah, so I appreciate what Mark said, and I agree. That was well said about that. If, you know, we get to a place where we're exceeding the S&T budget for the BMC in 2021, we'll just have to say that when that happens. But I'm in agreement with what Bruce said. Yes.
Okay. So I don't think we need a formal vote. Pardon me, a vote, but I think we're giving direction to staff to go ahead and get Spencer Harris on board for the $1,500 plus or minus, and then proceed forward with the implementation plan scheduled for our October meeting, as is shown on the screen right now. So I think those are the two items that we're going to give direction to staff on. Is there anything that else that we need to talk about? So Dan, do you have any questions, or are you pretty clear on how we're proceeding forward?
I don't. That's pretty clear. We'll move forward accordingly.
Okay. So I guess that being said, then we'll take public comment for items not appearing on the agenda, which is item number 5 on our agenda. So
if you'd like to make a comment that's not on the agenda and you're on your phone, please dial *9 or raise your hand. Again, that's *9 or raise your hand. There's no public comment at this time.
Okay, seeing none, then we'll go ahead and adjourn. And our next meeting, I just lost the date of it, was, what was the date for October? I'm sorry.
I believe it's October 21st.
I'm looking at my calendar right now. Yes, it is October 21st, you're correct. Okay, so we'll be adjourned and then we'll reconvene with the committee on October 21st and staff will be working in the interim. So thank everybody. Right.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Dan, and all the staff that's worked on this. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yep, thank everybody for sure. All right, have a good weekend or whatever.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Bye. Bye.